Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Taro from Taro03.com. Today's Tuesday. It is October 18th, 2022. It's 2:01 p.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. This should be a shorter report today. This is going to be the top story. A lot of you guys sent me this article. 80% deadly virus has been developed in the U.S. New epidemic may occur. And before we get started, then I did go outside and work for a while yesterday. Realized there was nothing that I could do for the garden. This guy right here has been a pain in my neck. But I spent some time out there yesterday. I didn't get pictures of it, but it's in three different pieces. Bottom, this part here I had to make a jig. Because there's a whole bunch of pieces here. And the pipe is already installed. And so you can't just slide it over or anything. And so I figured out how to do it. It's all painted now. Problem is that 50, you have to be in a window of, this paint doesn't want to work if it's too cold. And it's not even reaching the minimum number today. So and I was out there yesterday and I'm feeling it today. So I'm probably going to let it rest and we're going to have another freezing night. And the sad news, I'm a little bit sad. My poor babies. It wasn't anything that I was going to be able to do, and it's going to freeze again tonight. So I went in and gathered. I'm going to go out and check on them to see if they're trying again. So I'm not an experienced gardener. And, of course, we'd had a greenhouse. But just didn't figure on big freeze in the middle of October. But I went through and got a bunch of tomatoes that are going to continue to ripen. We have a pile of them. There's the other watermelon. I was hoping it'd get a little bigger. And this cucumber, it's not nearly as gigantic as the other ones, but just looking at the vine that it was on, it looks like it wasn't going to make it. Some more squash plants. And that's the fellow that I took right there. Here's some others that are trying. They've been trying, but what we do have going on here, you can't see very well. We have some onions that are still going over here. And Josh went in. That's David's son. He went and got some of the potatoes that are in the next bed over. And they didn't seem to do so well. Don't know if I didn't water them enough, but one of the reasons for doing this gardening is the fruit stands of the vegetable stands are still open. And the amount of resources that I put into this, I probably didn't get nearly out what was put into it, but it's a learning experience. Because you have to learn what kind of mistakes. Mulching around the sweet potatoes doesn't look like that's going to be a good idea. Trying to trellis the squash, that wasn't a good idea. And so it's a learning thing. Next, it's not going to be long, and I'm going to be just turning all this under. And especially all this here. It's all the trellises are going to come down. And first the mulch is going to come out. I'll be separated. This is going to go down. And then I'm going to cover all that up with... tell me if I'm wrong. This is listening to the advice from some of you guys. A cardboard. And I'm assuming that it's just regular cardboard, the brown cardboard, not the cardboard that packaging that has the paint and things on it. That's probably not going to be good for it. But so I cover that up, and we're supposed to be 2 inches from the top with the mulch, and I have quite a bit of, not mulch, with the topsoil. So then what I'm thinking is take out the mulch, get this organic stuff down, and then cover that up, because the worms are just going to love this. And cover that up and put some more of the topsoil on top of it. Put the mulch back on top of it. That's what I'm thinking anyway. And then the snow will be here. And let it just sit like that for the winter. And then spring, kick off again. And start a little bit earlier, I think, this time. And my trellises, this time the tomato plants are going to go on the different bed over on the back. So that I can trellis them, get them up in the air. And they don't block anything else type of situation. So this is the other this is the other side. So it's I was just a little bit sad by going out. And it's going to freeze again tonight, so I don't expect anything. So I live out there. And then as I got a deep harmonic tremor, 5-pointer over on the Indonesia side of the origination zone. This is the one that I expected first. I actually had the one that struck just north of there. See it right here. This one came first, but now I expect that activity is going to continue to shift north and end up here and then start over again. Two harmonic tremors under the Fiji side of the origination zone, one's near the Kermadec Islands. 4.6. The 4-pointers are trying to move back into the region up here, the U.S. West Coast. It looks like that Hawaii's finally, it looks like it's going to slow down. I'm wondering about the depths. These are the shallow ones. Generally, they're 31, 33, 35, something like that. And slow activity. It's actually picking up just a little bit. Puerto Rico quake swarm area. Nothing along quarter three. Some 4-pointers. They're just for the last 24 hours. So we're in the moving through the middle of the Earth Change Low period, so I expect that the numbers to be kind of low for this week. My numbers will be coming in tonight. Share them with you in tomorrow's report, and then get a full report on Thursday. So this is Mad Scientist playing with fire and seeing how deadly they can make the biological weapon. That makes me wonder if the mad scientist actually doing this, what's this out of Boston Lab, Boston University, if they know they're dealing with a biological weapon and that they're adding to it, or whether they're treating it just like a regular coronavirus. German hospitals may face closures due to energy crisis, according to their health minister. And it seems that this week, the thing that's coming to my mind a lot in the headlines is understatements, gigantic understatements. May face closure, do you think? Germany's in serious trouble. If we're in trouble here in the United States, but not nearly as bad as what Europe is facing. Then, if you the related article, skipping meals. Germany's low-income families hit hard by the crisis. They're getting hungrier and hungrier, colder and colder, and then at some point, the revolution begins. Arabs, Biden emboldening Iran, harming U.S. interests, because this guy is destroying America, working with the global banks cartel. The Council on Foreign Relations deliberately destroying America, and those on the right, McConnell and the rest of them, the rhinos, they're just spectating, not doing anything about it. Wildlife populations have dropped 69%. I was a little surprised looking at some of the data that's coming in here at the ecosystems around the world are reaching tipping points and going beyond the rainforest, for example. The estimated 80% plunge in the population of the lowland gorillas and things in the Congo. And there's information here about what's going on with the rainforest and that they're tipping points moving beyond. And then leads to, I mean, biblically, when you look at what happens at the end of the age, much of what's happening now parallels that. And death, the third, what's in the ocean dying and things like that. Seem to be pushing further and further into. That's all that was added to the newsletter for today. And not a whole lot of links to share with you. This is the 80%. Three or four or five different versions. You sent me the Daily Mail. I think that was one of the major articles. Generally, if you're going to send it, you don't send a Daily Mail link or anything. You don't want to click on it. Because if you just go to their website and you'll see your computer is going to start filling up. My computer is well protected, and has a really good security system on it, and the flags just start popping up because of what's coming from that website. So what I generally do is when you send me a Daily Mail link, then I take the keywords, put them in the search, and there'll be 10 or 12 different options to go that don't have all the baggage that a rag like the Daily Mail is going to have. They put all kinds of cookies, like the Trojan, different types of Trojan malware, and it begins eating the RAM out of your computer. Whenever you go to certain sites, that's one of the worst that you never really want to go to. At least I don't. And my system's heavily protected. This is what Mike Adams is talking about. I mean, that's what's in this headline. Of course, he's all over the place, like me. And what he's sharing, as far as I got into his report, that's where the Germany story came from. You guys didn't send me that in. Whenever you see submitted by Mike, then if I hear from different sources, then Stu Peters or you guys send me, like today's a perfect example. You send me 200, 300 hours of videos, cannot possibly watch them all. It's impossible. But I get a chance to look through some of them. And Stu Peters will mention something or this and that, and I'll go look and give you credit for waking us up about that. And I think something's up with Richard. Richard sends it 50 articles a day or more. And he was apparently away for today. Arabs, oh, this is Biden emboldening Iran, stirring things up. And he's pushing the OPEC plus nations into the arms of BRICS. And you can see it happening. So you get this polarization, and then the consolidation. The OPEC nations leaning in the BRICS direction, following Saudi Arabia. That's happening behind the scenes. And Biden seems to be saying, you know, he's like kicking the Arab Emirates and emboldening Iran, their enemies. That's not good. I mean, this is the worst possible thing that Biden can do. And he looks to be an idiot for doing it, but no, that's letting the idiot, that if he's an idiot, then you let him off the hook. He's deliberately destroying America. That's what's happening. And this is the story about the wildlife populations. The world is literally dying all around us. And the interview from yesterday that Mike Adams didn't have time to let's do it yesterday. The fellow that he was a Bragman, Beck, whatever that guy's name was. And he had some really interesting views showing parallels between the Great Depression of the collapse of 1929 and then others, including 1980. And we are moving through those parallels right now. And Mike Adams was trying to get out of them. I don't, he never did, for as long as I was listening, the pattern and where it leads to now. Apparently, from what I can tell, then we're standing on the edge. There are no more analogs, is what he's calling them. No more marker positions, is what I would call them in a chart, that we have to pass before the collapse. So we're on the edge of this happening. So what I did was, did I close that map? I'm not seeing it. Oh, here it is right here. And there's the Dow Jones chart and the stock market crash chart. See this parallel? Because I have the Dow Jones chart pulled up back here, and I'm wondering why. So when I have that right here, I think what I want to do is I want to pull this chart right here back over here and just pull this chart back over here too. This is going to be the order that they are for the newsletter subscribers in this order now. So what I was interested in doing is looking at the chart. This is the 5-year. See how it goes up? It goes down. This is the chart showing a steeper rise, and this is over a short period from this is 2012, 2013, 2014. And this is the 1928, 1929 right here. So you can see how just before the gigantic dive, then you see these peaks that are pushing up, even down and pushing back up, and then collapse. So this fellow, he's using these charts, he's using Jewish calendar, he's using all kinds of things, and according to him, then we're on the precipice of a collapse. There's nothing that anybody can do to stop it now, and it's following the same pattern as these patterns right here. I'm kind of hoping that Mike Adams, he's interviewing the guy, and he's presented all this information that will show up in the charts, show us where we are. I hope that Mike Adams takes, or one of his people, takes it upon themselves to create. There should be four different lines. You see, they're following each other really, really close here. Should be four sets of them, and the one that we're at now, and where we are today. And by looking at that chart, we should be able to look forward and project what's going to happen. And I agree with the guy that Mike Adams was interviewing yesterday. I agree with him that it's going to be the Fed, which is the House of Rothschild, that's going to determine the outcome. And for me, it's the House of Rothschild that's going to determine the outcome. This has nothing to do with market forces, nothing to do with what's in the moon, nothing to do with the Jewish holidays or anything, unless the House of Rothschild is using those things. So there's somebody, House of Rothschild, the Global Banks Cartel, that has their finger on the scale over here, and whenever they push it down is whenever things are going to go. And I watch the price of silver, still hovering in the 18s. This is holding right here, and this is your opportunity. Go to the website if you have resources. Judy, if you haven't got any small denomination silver, right now it's going to take 4 to 5 weeks for it to ship, but you can get your Walking Liberties from Dan. You can get your Buffalo Rounds, and the best premium is $4. I don't know if there's anywhere else that you can get it for that. It was $3.50. You had to bounce it up to $4 for the Buffalo Rounds. Great, 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 great deal. Dan, just go to the website, go down the page. You see Dan. You can call him on the phone. Great guy. You can call him 7 days a week, and he'll work with you. Judy, you can only get Monday through Friday. Then the ruble. I like to keep up with what's going on with the ruble, and I'm just holding my rubles until this number right here. All of a sudden, it's going to happen on a Monday morning or a Tuesday if it's a 3-day holiday. All of a sudden, this number is going to change, and it's going to get smaller. It's going to go through the 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s, 10 to 0 to 0, which means it's going to be 1 to 1 with the US dollar. And then the inversion takes place, and it's going to be backwards. It's going to be $62 for 1 ruble. That is going to happen. Hope you guys are ready for it. So I'm sure these people up here in Michigan, they lost their gardens before I did. But still kind of sad about that. In one way, because the fruit stands are still open around here. We can still get our vegetables from the Amish people and, you know, the other people around here that are harvesting and things. And gives me more work to do in turning everything over and getting it ready for the next season. But then I don't have to bounce out of bed in the morning, get out there and water them. One less, can focus a little bit more on the other things that have to be done. Mississippi River at Memphis reaches record, a second lowest level on record. And so he's showing the, yes, it got some rain here, but what there is, this is going to help downstream, but it's not going to help that region. Extremely low amounts of rainfall. This is kind of interesting. Check this out. Pretty cool stuff. A meteor crash landing. Then, 80 Canadian doctors are dead. Health Council admits jabs 100% ineffective, which I've already been reporting on that. And let's talk about transmission. And the thing, Mr. Photo, you sent me a couple of articles on that, and then I'm like, yeah, it's a biological weapon engineered for the destruction of the global population. It's obviously not going to stop the spread, but the fact that they make that claim is really silly. Because it's like taking a flu shot. You can take a flu shot, and even if it is effective, you can still get the flu bug on your hands and transmit it to other people. The fact that you got a flu shot doesn't mean that you can't transmit it. That's just ridiculous. You get on your money and you spread it, and you can really spread it around. So, I never for a second thought that it would, that the biological weapon vax was going to stop transmission. I can't believe anybody would. But if they think this is a real virus, not a biological weapon, and they think it's a real vax, which it is not, then maybe they led themselves to believe that. Oh yeah, there's a little section here that I want you to listen to.
Odessa Orlowitz is with Liberty Talk Canada. You can find her on Twitter at Odessa Orlowitz, and she joins us now. Odessa, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So, what's the threshold for deaths of young Canadian doctors before their colleagues, who are also in the medical field and mandated to take these shots, are going to speak up and say, we're not taking anymore?
Well, okay, so first off, under 30 is eightfold higher than in previous years before the rollout. Under 40 is fivefold higher in deaths. Under 50 is two times higher in deaths. The cover-up is insane. Dr. Mackus has put that letter out to the Canadian Medical Association, and he's being completely ignored. And what we've found.
Been completely ignored because it is a global conspiracy. The elite are going to run to the underground Arctic cities. This is their plandemic, engineered for the genocide of the global population. If anybody can come up with a better explanation of why the jab is it's still out there and people are going back for more and more and more and dying, even the doctors, you realize that these doctors dying at record rates. This is just one group of people. This is happening to across the board to the global population. You get that, right? That's what's happening. And if this wasn't part of a giant conspiracy, if something wasn't coming from space, if you weren't living in a 2012 Deep Impact Contagion movie, then people would be jumping up and down. Well, what's going on here? People would be coming to the rescue. That's not happening, is it? Well, that's the reason why. And that's why things just don't make sense. But they do when you realize there's something coming from space. If you really want somebody to roll their eyes at you, think that you're out of your mind, tell them that all this is happening because something is coming from space. And it's going to terraform the planet. You probably have got that already. But it sure explains everything that's happening. Wave of anti-vaccine legislation is sweeping the United States. This was from, and this movement was actually going on. Was it Karen that you sent me that article? It was from the summer of 2019, before COVID came out. There was already a movement that ran headlong into the plandemic. But wave of anti-vax, you know why you're seeing this? Because it's too late. Doesn't matter if nobody else takes the vax, transfection is going to get everybody now. Once they reach that, whatever percentage they needed, 70%, 60%, whatever it was, then they take off all the restrictions. You guys are free to go. Get out there and go to the ball game and you got interact, go to the mall and interact with everybody because everybody is going to transfect everybody. So there are people that are think they're non-vaxxed and they're vaxxed because they're transfected and they are transfecting other people. Don't even know it. This is Bear Maul's 10-year-old boy, and last week's newsletter in particular had so many attacks, people's own dogs attacking them and things like that. Seems like, which this can, if there's a big bear around this house right here, and he keeps coming around, then I'm very, very sorry. But between the guests that come here, my friends that come here, and us and our animals and things, we can't have a big giant bear that's just going to haul somebody off. It just can't happen. He's going to have to, something's going to have to be done. I think you guys connect the dots about what that means. Sugar shortage, latest blow for Wyoming bakers just in time for the holiday, and it's probably not just going to be in Wyoming. Oh, this is likely not you guys. Hope not you guys. Because we're going to go down to the Piggly Wiggly, and all of a sudden we're going to see bare shelves. That's coming. Then this is a combination of a couple of stories. This is JW. JW's kind of out there. He roots up a nugget every now and then. The artificial sun story reminds me of Scott over at Nibiru News, Claudia Albers and those guys. Holy moly, way far from the science reservation. But the artificial sun has if they can heat it up hotter than the sun, but it is inside of a laboratory, a lab. And it's to create parallel lines, parallel rays, like type that come from the sun, because the sun is so far away. So you from the sunlight, you get parallel rays. Well, if you're going to do testing inside of a lab, then you need a mechanism, a device for creating parallel rays. That's what is created. That's what they're talking about. They're not talking about putting an object in the sun. They're not talking about putting an artificial sun out into the into space, or out into the atmosphere, or anything like that. It's nothing to do with that. So at the beginning of this video, then JW shows, see this picture? That's a sun dog, is what it is. And he is representing that as this, whenever that's not what this is, the artificial sun. The solar generator, the largest one that was built. Now maybe China's built a bigger one, but it was Germany that had the record as of 2017, 2018. Maybe China's built a larger one, but that's inside for a lab. It's not out there. Just try to imagine. And Claudia Albers was even representing that the sun had died and that the sun out there is artificial. I'm just, I'm like, oh my God, who would possibly believe that? What would you plug it into? What'd be the power source? Because the sun releases more energy in 1 second than is produced on this earth by every power mechanism, every country on the earth for an entire year. The sun pr releases in 1 second. Well, you'd have to have a power source to duplicate that. And what would it be? There's nothing, you can't answer that. So people go to Wiki and here and there and solar generators, and they think that is something that is launched into space, and it is absolutely not. There's no solar generator ever been launched into space. They don't need one. They have the sun. It's inside of a. If you want to test cosmetics, you want to test suntan lotion, new sunglasses, and things like that in a lab, then you need this generator. That's what it's for. Oh, but that said, JW is looking at, he's connecting dots of what's coming. Let me play you a little bit of it.
Know the artificial sun burns hot. China had people in caves this year. That was only the beginning. Check out this map. This is where America's future is going to look like, and these are the areas you can't be in. And also, where the Ground Zero war will be fought, new explorers are coming out and finding things in the inner earth. As we speak, we'll be getting into that all here today. Critical evidence coming up. And in Mexico, architects are saying they're going to build a 300 meter underground pyramid, an inverted pyramid, where they're going to have the population underneath the ground because so-called the above surface level is getting destroyed. This is the plan that people aren't telling you about.
Yeah, I follow that along with that 100%. And the inverted pyramid, that is presented in my book, The Mystery Explained. That's what the Lake of Fire looks like. Looks like a pyramid on the Jacob side of Christ Jesus. It's an inverted pyramid on the opposite side. The guy right down at the bottom of that pyramid in the Lake of Fire, guess who? The devil. And his beast and his false prophet. And then probably right along beside him, it's probably Hillary. I'm just, or somebody, House of Rothschild monsters and people like that. So whenever we visit them in the Lake of Fire, that has no power over us. But the depth, the deeper you go in that Lake of Fire, the hotter and worse that it gets. So those that are bobbing up and down on the top don't have it nearly as bad as those that are deep down. That's what it reminded me of when he was talking about. But so JW is onto something a lot of times. His videos are, you hear the music in the background, the presentations, and you can tell he puts a lot of work into it. And he's off on some things, you know, like most people. And he's going to be right on some of the things that he shares. Electricity prices skyrocketing as fears of deep winter rising.
You're about to get shocked by this winter's electricity prices. If you already felt the pinch of soaring energy costs during the summer, get ready and grab your winter coats, because turning up the heat in the coming months is going to be your next financial pain. Electric grid operators are warning about the highest price spike since 2006, even after the longest streak of energy bill increases in decades. Domestic reserves of energy supplies are hitting rock bottom, and everyone in the industry seems extremely anxious about this as
Yeah, and that's here in the United States. Imagine how badly that they have to feel about it over in Europe, and just wait for the polar vortex to pound Europe, and we'll see if they get lucky, if they get sidestepped, or if they get pounded 2, 3, 4, 5 times moving through this winter, the fall and the winter.
On October 18th, Ukraine's President Zelensky confirmed that Russian high-precision strikes have already destroyed about 30% of power stations in the country. The destruction led to major power outages across Ukraine. Today, dozens more of Ukrainian military, industrial, and energy infrastructure facilities were hit by Russian UAVs and missiles, including in the capital Kiev, Kharkov, Dnipro, Zaporizhzhia, Zhytomyr, and other cities. Hundreds of settlements throughout the country remain cut off from electricity supplies. The water supply has stopped in many cities, including in some districts in the capital. A number of industrial enterprises which provided for the needs of the Ukrainian armed forces have been put out of action.
Yep, societal support mechanisms, you can see them under attack, just as has been written in my reports for the last couple of years. So anybody in Ukraine that has been doing what they can to be self-sufficient in energy and water and fuel and this and that, they're going to be ahead. Problem is, they're in a war zone. They're not in a safe zone over there. So they would have had to relocate to a real safe zone in order for setting up their survival strategy. So it's this is a preview of what's coming here to United States. This is what's coming here to the United States. The power, the water, they're going to do everything they can to cut off the food, to divide us and conquer us. We've already been sold out. New Jersey fishermen. This is, all my life I've been an avid fisherman. And so check this out. I can't remember watching an ad when I watched this first time. Oh, here we go. Let's check it out right here.
All right, we got to get to this story. Two New Jersey fishermen have a whale of a tale. This happened to them. Zach Piller and his father, they were fishing out off the Jersey shore when a massive, massive humpback whale breached their fishing boat. The whole thing, as you saw, it was caught on video.
The words that would come out of our mouths, I think, if that's happening. Not too sure if he was censored or not. Zach, we'll talk to him. Yeah, it was a whale-coordinated fishing trip. I think that script was written.
Yeah. So it reminded me of a couple of experiences that I had. And one of them was, I can't believe it happened to me, but I was wading about waist deep in Tampa Bay and just fishing. And fishing in one of my favorite spots, caught a lot of fish there before. And all of a sudden, I was being assaulted. I didn't know what it was. It was almost this, it seemed this big. And it turned out to be a manatee and her calf. So I guess, they were coming by, and all of a sudden she saw me and was moving to get between me and the calf, which I wasn't trying to attack no calf or anything. It just kind of, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Ended up losing my fishing net over that. And it really, really, I thought it, didn't know what to think at a second, but I fished in Tampa Bay a lot and caught, my friend and I used to go out and catch sharks and things like gigantic sharks out there. And for a moment there, I thought I was in a shark attack. Another one was, I was fishing on the other side of Tampa Bay out by Terra Verde, and a lot of trout and things out there. And I was in a boat that was about 12 feet long, 4 feet wide aluminum, and fishing along. All of a sudden, I was had my regular fishing poles out, but I always like to keep a deep sea fishing rod with a 180-pound tet, you know, just a big, that'll just troll behind me, kind of. Because every now and then you can get something big on there. Put a big pinfish on there, you catch a big snook or something like that. Well, I caught something on that rod and fought it for over an hour. I had to pull the anchor up, and it was pulling me around, and I didn't know what it was, and got it. Never, ever got to see exactly what it was, but I was getting, I was reeling up. I was hoping it was a big Jewfish or something. And all of a sudden, on either side of my boat, a giant busted the water, and then I realized what it was. It was a gigantic stingray. Must have been 6 feet. I don't think it was a manta ray. I didn't get to see it. But all of a sudden, I realized that whatever I had was bigger than my boat. And so I pulled out, got my knife out, and cut the line type of situation. In both situations, I felt all this, like this guy, that especially that manatee, really, really scared me. Nothing to fear, though, from manatee. This is a special that go to, if you see it right when you go to the website, My Picture Spy, they've got this 3-month special going on right now, 2,000 calories per day, saving $250. And so just go to the website and you should be able to find this. And the German hospitals, this, I was doing some searching around to figure out which was the best one to be able to share with you guys. And then Brad was talking about job cuts, so I'd like to keyword and look around. We're on the precipice of gigantic job cuts that are coming. And this is a sign of one of them. Microsoft has a whole bunch of people. It's not even 1% of their people right here, but they're cutting 1,000. And we're going to see job cuts in the thousands and thousands repeatedly over and over and over again between now and the end of the year, as the economy implodes.
Up to 250,000 Americans per month will begin losing their job in just the next couple of weeks.
We're on the edge of it. So I was listening to Brad, and so I want to do some more keywording to find out who else is going ahead. There's going to be the early birds, Microsoft, and then I would expect others, Google and, you know, the big guys. And the retailers like Walmart and Target, they're going to try to, they're not going to hire as many people because this is the hiring season for them. You guys know that. Hire a whole pile of tens of thousands of people. Not going to hire as many. So it's not going to show up as job cuts. But on the other side of that, when we get the retailers, when we get on the other side of that, they're going to try to make it through, get to Christmas and, you know, the key period. I mean, some of these retailers, they don't make much money through the year, and they all make it up in this holiday period that's coming up. They're not going to want to start cutting jobs right now. So there's going to be an early wave of these people, service sector type, Microsoft, people on the phone, service and things like that. But then we're going to get really, really hit as we're moving into the winter. And these companies, some of the companies, they're out there trying to use a line of credit in order to extend the time that they can stay, keep the doors open. And some of them are realized already that they're not going to make it, and they've already cut and run. Some of the companies that are going to try to stay in business, they're using a line of credit to do that, getting their inventory and paying for their workers, and then they're going to realize they're not going to be able to make it because the payment on their line of credit is going to go through the roof. And if they miscalculate that, there's going to be gigantic losses on the other side. So it's a perfect storm for the cratering of the economy that's coming forward. So I hope that you're listening to Brad here, and we're going to do what we can to make things stretch for as long as possible as far as all of our resources go. And one more, and then I have a little update on the survival property.
More and more, it becomes easier to believe that they really want to kill off a massive amount of people on this planet. Listen to this story. Boston University creates a COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate in the laboratory.
Yeah. So that's where it starts. It starts where it ends, kind of a situation. So I was on the phone today with David, and we had scheduled a meeting for my core group that's here in Northwest Arkansas that was going to take place in the in the near future, that had to be postponed because of accessibility easement closing and some revelations that were made. And so we had to cancel that for meet, greet, and eat that we were going to have with the core group. And it was there, it was on that day that we were going to all go to the property and examine the cave and see exactly what we're dealing with. So then, and then we sat down with David and his wife and defined the parameters of the type of program that we want to run there. I'm not going to have access to the information. And in fact, hooked David up with Jerry and with Cat, my cat, who has a knack for finding these properties. And it could be that we're going to have to, or David and his wife are going to have to, and Jerry, and David, you're watching my videos, I know you are, you're going to find out that Jerry is a really great resource. He knows a lot of people, he knows everybody that's here. Even people that are out of this area, Missouri side, he knows a lot of people. And so if that deal that you're working on now, if he knows, he might know all the characters that are involved. He might know the property owners. And it's not just Jerry in his office. His son is also there. He's kind of taking things over. As Jerry gets older, and he's more experienced guy. And Jerry's next door neighbor, you might want to ask him if that neighbor, he had sold his cave property and then it came back. The deal didn't go through and it was available. And well, I don't know where that sits yet. But when you're talking with Jerry, you might just say, hey, what about your neighbor's cave property? And then Kathleen's going to keep sending you more and more, you and Jerry. So she sends them to me. And I didn't know really who to send them to because Land Acquisition Committee's members just don't answer my emails generally. And so I didn't really know who to send them to. And I put out the word, if you're interested, then Kat can she knows how to find the deals. And she's conveyed to me that the prices are going down right now. And more people getting desperate. They're wanting to sell their properties. People that wouldn't have sold it before because of situations. So I'm going to put that on hold, that meeting. So it's going to be a little bit of time, likely. But we sent David other properties. There was actually another property adjacent to his. It's like the next property over. Cave, cavern access, was on the market, came back type of situation. So it shows off the market, off market, and then it comes back on. That happens to some properties over and over and over again. So that's the report that I have for you for today. Appreciate your support very, very much. Hope you'll support the research. Subscribe down here at... For the newsletter program, it's just $25 per year. Subscribe now. You get all the 2022 newsletters. And then you're going to, in January, you're going to get a 2023 Dropbox folder link. It's just going to be sent to you because you have an active subscription account. Then you're going to have access to all next year's newsletters for just $25. And then your 2023 payment isn't due until a year from today. You get a copy of my book, The Mystery Explained, the EPUB version, attached to your notification email. And you get a lot of things attached to your notification email. Whenever you purchase, you get discounts on your NanoSilver. And right now you can get 15 liters. What these five bottles make is 15 liters. This is 500 parts per million in five little 2-ounce bottles. One bottle makes 3 liters. And you get an education with a whole bunch of PDF files and videos and things like that so you know what to do. On the other side of what's coming, there's going to be no pharmacy and there's going to be no doctor. And you're going to need something to battle bacterial infection, fungal infection, viral infection. That's what this was going to do for you. Any pathogen. Tested on over 600 pathogens. Success across the board. It's going to be for spider bites, cuts. I use 500 parts per million, these 2-ounce bottles. Tip it into my finger. And I was working yesterday. I didn't want to get out the cutting board. I was cutting up my tomatoes and I cut the slice a little corner off of my thumb. I haven't done that in years. And the thing was really stinging. NanoSilver is what's made it stop stinging. That's what Don was saying about the wasp stings. He was suffering with his wasp stings. Somehow or another, NanoSilver is the remedy for those types of things. 1,001 uses. Appreciate your support very much. Get more information right here at terrell03.com, and I'll see you on the next Black Star Update Report.